The Biden administration extended the COVID public health emergency again this week, potentially for the final time. The Department of Health and Human Services announced key implementation dates for Medicare drug price negotiations, and insurtech companies outlined their priorities for 2023 and beyond. It's Friday, January 13th. I'm Jay Carlisle-Larson, and this is Just Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in 10 minutes or less.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
As a note to listeners, with the upcoming Martin Luther King Jr. Day holiday, the podcast will be off on Monday. We'll be back on Tuesday with a conversation about emerging healthcare trends to watch in 2023. I'll be joined by GIST Healthcare co-presidents Chaz Rhodes and Dr. Lisa Bilimovich, and on Wednesday, we'll be back with the latest healthcare business and policy news. The Biden administration extended the federal COVID-19 public health emergency for another 90 days, potentially for the final time. The PHE has been renewed 11 times since the beginning of the pandemic. When the PHE ultimately ends, it could create a major shift in how the government responds to the crisis, including moving COVID vaccines to the private market. A Department of Health and Human Services spokesperson reiterated that states will get a 60-day warning before the PHE declaration expires. However, some provisions originally coupled to the public health emergency were addressed in Congress's recently passed annual spending bill. These include extending certain telehealth flexibilities and reimbursements, as well as providing states a date to begin the redetermination process for Medicaid beneficiaries. That process can begin on April 1st. It's unclear whether recent Omicron-related infections could change how the Biden administration handles the PHE moving forward. The BQ and XBB variants are more immune-evasive and account for the majority of recently confirmed cases. However, we have not seen a significant increase in the number of hospitalizations. If the PHE is not renewed again, it will expire in April. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services has announced key dates for the upcoming Medicare drug price negotiations. This is the first year of the Medicare drug price negotiation program under the Inflation Reduction Act, which was signed into law in August. The process will get underway by September 1st of this year. That's when CMS will publish the first Medicare Part D drugs chosen for the negotiation process. Drug manufacturers will need to sign an agreement with the federal government to begin negotiations by October 1st. On February 1st, 2024, CMS will send the initial offers to the participating manufacturers, which includes a maximum fair price with a justification. Those companies will then have 30 days to respond. The negotiation period ends on August 1st, 2024, and by September 1st, 2024, the maximum fair prices for those drugs will be published. The negotiated prices will go into effect effect in 2026. CMS plans to negotiate a further 15 Part D drugs in 2027 and likely expand to include prescriptions that fall under Medicare Part B in 2028. Drug manufacturers have largely been opposed to the negotiation provisions. In an August statement, the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America argued that the new negotiation process would give the government unchecked authority to set drug prices and could stifle innovation. Some drugs, like some generics or biosimilars, are excluded from the negotiation process. CMS says that the public and stakeholders will have the opportunity to comment as the negotiation process gets underway. Some measures included in the Inflation Reduction Act are already in effect, including free preventive vaccines and a $35 cap on the monthly cost of insulin for Medicare beneficiaries. InsurTech companies gave investors the lay of the land at this week's J.P. Morgan Healthcare Conference in San Francisco. Alignment Healthcare, Clover Health, Bright Health Group, and Oscar Health each presented at the event. Alignment Health CEO John Cao said that the company would be utilizing risk stratification models to lower the costs tied to members with greater healthcare needs. The company estimates that 20% of beneficiaries account for 80% of the costs. Clover Health CEO Andrew Toy highlighted the company's home care services, which he expects to generate $150 million this year. The company utilizes its technology platform, Clover Assistant, to power its Medicare Advantage plans and its ACO Reach program. This tool uses artificial intelligence and data sources to prompt healthcare providers about potential patient conditions. And Oscar Health CEO Mario Schlosser unveiled the company's Campaign Builder tool, which allows providers to reach out to members in personalized ways. Schlosser says the company sees promise in commercializing the platform, as the tool can be used to distinguish between members who are healthier versus those with more chronic issues, which allows physicians to provide targeted outreach. Most InsurTech companies had a difficult 2022. Both Bright Health and Oscar Health scaled back their Medicare Advantage plan offerings ahead of the 2023 plan year. Oscar also announced in December that it would temporarily stop accepting new ACA plan members in Florida. And Bright Health left the ACA marketplace entirely, only maintaining a few MA plans in select states in order to focus on its care delivery business. This is Gist Healthcare Daily. I'm J. Carlisle Larson. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the program. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news at gisthealthcare.com. You can also get these insights emailed directly to your inbox when you subscribe to our newsletter, The Weekly Gist. The Gist Healthcare podcast is an independent production of Gist Healthcare, a Kauffman Hall company.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.